Alan Watt, going in for John Stadmiller. And you'll excuse me standing in. I won't stand for the full 2 hours, I'll sit as well. But I got a call about an hour ago asking me to come in. Those who have heard me before, they hear me on Cutting Through the Matrix, where I go into the histories of this poor old planet of ours that really doesn't belong to us and probably never did, unless you get there before the advent of wealth and money. And this is November the 12th, 2007. Those who can still speak the tongues of Europe, and those who are listening from Europe, look into Alan Watt's Sentient Sentinel, and you can get transcripts downloaded for free with the different languages of Europe. And I have to thank all the staff that helped me out and all this. There's a lot of people involved. Although I could do with a few more of myself here. Maybe that's what the Superman had, the right idea. He could duplicate himself and have all these robots doing all his work for him. Kind of like the Federal Reserve. I often wonder if they're all just clones. But that's the world we live in. It's an ongoing show where reality has been propagated to the public, instilled in our minds, helped by our parents who didn't know any better either. And way down the line for thousands of years, because the world is run by a select few families, really, that interbreed like crazy and have held the incredible wealth. In fact, they decided what wealth was a long, long time ago. And it's very interesting that all of their symbols go back to Egypt. And all of those same symbols are all around us in company logos today, especially the big boys, the ones who own all the banks. And I'm certain they've also been behind the creation of all the major religions. They certainly have dominated them and run them right up to the present. And they're the elite of all religious groups. They're the top of all religious groups. And the big mystery is, who are these people? It's interesting to watch the Queen of England, for instance, go through her inauguration many, many years ago, sitting on the raised dais, which is just a pyramid, a step pyramid, holding the scepter and a little part that looks like a little crook, like the pharaoh did in ancient times. You'll see the same thing chiseled out in the stelas in Egypt. So ceremonies that were carried out thousands of years ago, right down to the ermine round the neck, the ermine, the black and white dots that Nimrod wore, are still worn today, and no one tells us why. Very interesting. But our world has been run by a small group really of people, down through the ages, that moved around even in ancient times. And we tend to forget that Egypt itself dominated the ancient world for almost 5,000 years. That's a long time. A long 5,000 years. And they used to create cities for bureaucrats to deal with all their state department, you might call it, or foreign affairs department in the Commonwealth countries, to deal with all the incoming and outgoing mail. And they found some of these cities and dug up tablets with all the data that modern bureaucracies deal with, and it's mainly to do with population, how many people are there, how many pay taxes, and all the buying and selling taxes as well, costed into it all. It was a huge business thousands of years ago, and nothing much has changed. Nothing much has changed, except that after moving down through the centuries and pulling their money out of one empire as they create the next, and flattening the one behind it, they're up to the global system now. The world, you see, is the little scepter she holds in her hand. And I'll be back up the following messages with more on this topic.
Lo Berkey. Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. This technology is backed by hundreds of thousands of dollars of testing that the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. SFR, the leader in fuel products, has obtained this technology, and we are so convinced you'll notice the savings that we will give you a bottle for free. SFR is not an injector cleaner or typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. Just pay a minimal shipping and handling charge. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll even refund the shipping charge. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-USE-SFR1. That's 1-888-873-7371 today.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website, www.energy-swap.com, and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Watts, standing in for John Stadtmiller. From Cutting Through the Matrix, the world around you as you have been taught to perceive it, and all that makes it tick, and how it interacts together. And it truly is one huge web, a web of deceit, because the entire system and the entire reality that has been put into us, it didn't happen by accident. We don't just roll down through the centuries stumbling along with politicians sorting out problems here and there on a daily basis, far, far from it. The politicians are really the fronts for very powerful families, and always were. And that's what democracy is, in fact. And in the U.S., too, even though it had a form of democracy within the republic, which meant it had sort of bars around it so that they couldn't knock those bars down and extend their powers, well, that went down long ago. And they have extended their powers. I think it was President Wilson who first used the term openly about America being a democratic nation. The same man who fronted for other people, very powerful people behind him, and which he admitted to in his own writings eventually, who gave the League of Nations the start, the embryo of a new world order, a world system, a standardized system, which had been the dream of the elite for a long, long time, I'm pretty certain for probably thousands of years. And they saw it coming into view, and the best way to get it going was to get world wars going and getting everyone involved in these world wars. Therefore, they spent about 100 years creating alliances, building up to the wars, and then getting the wars started. It wasn't too difficult because young men, who are pretty stupid, by the way, young men tend to be rather stupid. They run on hormones, and the tribal system is still strong within them, and they want to belong. They want to belong to the biggest gang that has some kind of authority over others, and that is approved by the government. And young men, having no power in their own daily lives, because most of them come from the working class or unemployed, that's generally how it is throughout the ages, they join the military. I'm not talking about drafting people in from all occupations. These guys join the military, so really they're mercenaries, and they get off on the national emblems that every country's been given with their flags and their various medals and all this kind of stuff. And they're taught to go out and kill and plunder and feel very proud of it, although the people back home generally get the real story 50 years after the war and had nothing to do with what you were told at the time. Everything you were told is always propaganda because, as Karl Marx said, all wars are economic in nature. And sure enough, the big pirates at the top plunder every country they go into. That was how they lived down through the centuries. And some of these pirate families are allowed a certain amount of chess moves within this board game of theirs, this board game which is a bunch of rules that apply to them only. That's what knighthood is all about. Knights were sworn, they took allegiance to serve a master at any cost and obey any order they were given. And so the modern knights that came up through the pirate era, the skull and bones, going from the Knights Templars right upwards, and that was a symbol, by the way, of the Knights Templars flag. When they went to sea, it was a skull and bones. They became the pirates, and they looted a good part of the planet. So they were allowed to have competition between powerful families, even though these big families were often related, in fact. And they push each other out the way sometimes, and take over their other countries, but they always spare their cousins. And that's what kings and queens were about down through the ages. They had ongoing wars, which are tremendously profitable, and it also serves the purpose of depopulation, something going back to the days of ancient Greece. Now, most of the Grecian islands in the Aegean Sea were just that. They were islands. They could only have so much of a population. And so the leaders of those different islands had agreements that every so often they'd have wars. They'd supply the loans for those wars. They'd tax the people for the wars, and they would kill off so many of the people. They'd also have they'd own the munitions. At that time, it was all spears and breastplates and all this kind of stuff. And nothing much has changed. If we jump forward in time to the 1800s, when Mr. Malthus was the top economist for the British East India Company and the British Crown, really the European Crown because it's all linked together. He came out with his writings on population. People should read this because he was an economist, and economists factor in future projected populations, debt, how much is owed by nations, how many they'll need to pay off that debt on estimates and all these projections, how many people would be surplus and would eat into that debt. And looking at the poor, who were always a problem for them, they found ways of getting rid of them. And Malthus said that they should put the poor in public housing. Housing, of course, would be poorly built and crammed together, and put them in marshy areas where they'd have diseases break out. He called it positive population checks. That's what he called them. Those were the terms he used as a top economist for the British Crown and the East India Company. Everyone in the East India Company was a member of royalty or a cousin of royalty. And even Elihu Yale, that was one of the founding members that founded Yale University, was a cousin as well. So they set up their plans long in advance, even for the Americas. But they needed to bring populations down occasionally when it didn't fit into the economic system. At one time, they had to breed up the Americas. And when they first started putting settlers into the Americas, by various means. I mean, people don't like to leave their homes. They have to get things going to make folk leave their homes and go and open up this country. That time was not a nice place to just walk in and live. You had to cut down trees, forests, drain swamps, start farming, uproot trees by manpower and horsepower, hard work. And the death toll was pretty high. Most folk didn't live past 50 in these circumstances. And they had to create ways to get them in. So they created lots and lots of laws, penal laws, and put magistrates out there in England and other countries in Europe, because they're all in the same boat. All these countries are linked together with the same system running them and the same families at the top. And eventually, you couldn't walk out the door without breaking a law. And they would then arrest you, go in front of the magistrate, who convict you right away, and you're off on a ship and off to the Americas. They tried it too. The first slaves in the Americas they brought over were white men, mainly from Britain. And the French were doing it in their colonies too. But that's where you get the red neck from, through red shanks initially, because they wore the breeches down to their knee, and the white men got burned, a lot of sunburn at the back of there, because they're always bending down towards the sun, and backs to the sun, and they get burns on their legs. But they didn't last too long. They weren't up to the high heat in the south and so on, and so they brought in, they even tried with American Indians and killed a lot of them. And then they brought in the black slaves. And it's quite the history lesson and the horror lesson, because history is horror, in actual fact. Up into the 1800s, kings authorized historians to write their memoirs, basically, to give his story. That's what his story is, his stories. And they always wrote glowing reports of the king and how beneficent he was and how loved he was by all the people. And it's all farce, it's all fairy tales. These guys down through the ages were spoiled, psychopathic tyrants who were interrelated with all the other kings and queens across Europe, whom they intermarried freely. And they ruled with an iron fist. And right up into the 1900s, they were having public hangings, even in Britain, with people who tried to start unions up. The last two, I think, were hung at Stirling in Scotland. Just for a show to the public, not to do the same thing. That's how hard and vicious these people were at the top. And they also created rebellions. They created rebellions in Scotland primarily with a handful of clans backing Bonnie Prince Charlie, as they call him, who came over from Italy. He spoke Italian and French. He'd been in exile. And that started off a mini rebellion. And they used that as an excuse to clear the Highlands, the entire Highlands pretty well, of Scotland. And they put them off into primarily the Americas to settle the country. That's how you get to move people. You almost get an excuse. You make it happen, and then you follow up. Many of these boats, too, every London crook and merchant banker, the merchant bankers owned all the tardy little ships that were litten watering. Many of the families could watch their own relatives sink just off the coast, because dozens of the boats did sink, crowded too. And because they've put everything into service to try and get these millions of people outside the country and populate the Americas. Then they tried it with other countries. And also, for a stroke of luck, they had the Irish famine. And then that started off a whole bunch more coming in. Good working class people, pretty sturdy and rugged. And that's what they wanted. That's how you do things from a banker's point of view, from an economist's point of view. You need something done, so you create the circumstances to allow yourself to do it. And since you have no opposition, because all the bankers are in cahoots, look at the banking families that run the U.S. and England and France and Germany and all the rest of them. It's the same banking families. And they have their headquarters, at least some of them still do, in the City of London, which is a sovereign state status, just like Rome does, and Washington, D.C. So we're looking at, again, a long-term agenda with an elite group of people who plan to bring us into a global society where they won't need us all. I'll be back with more about it after these messages.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Alan walked back with Cutting Through the Matrix, which is standing in for John Stadtmuller, and just going through some of the little-known events of the past, something that most folk today have been taught not to even look into. It's not terribly exciting, they think. And what could you learn anyway? Well, you learn an awful lot. You find the big names that were sent into the United States to take over the money system. You take the money system over, you own the country. That's as old as the hills, as they say, and they're still doing it. With the Kuhnlob families and the Warburgs that came out of Germany, the Warburgs were amazing because one brother came out of Germany and he was only in the U.S. about two years and given citizenship before World War I broke out, and he was put in charge of the U.S. Federal Reserve and watched all the loans and all that kind of stuff. And then his brother was put in charge of the bank in Germany. And after the war, the two of them met at Versailles and signed a treaty and battled out how much the U.S. citizens and how much the Germans owed, because they owed them all to the same bankers who were also related to these Warburgs. Interesting name, too, Warburg. A burg is like a mountain, right? The mountain of war. And they do love mountains in their names because it's all to do with pyramids and stuff. And history's got a lot to teach you when you really look into it. And how the stock market and why they called it Wall Street, what kind of wailing wall is Wall Street? Why is there a wall in the first place? And why did they put it there? Down through history, the Phoenicians, the ancient Phoenicians, at one time ran the trade routes and all the shipping routes of the ancient world. And the Phoenicians were the Greek term for those who lived in Canaan at the time. And they had massive, they were merchant bankers in their own right, thousands of years ago. And they even got tin from far away places like Britain and brought back, it was mixed with the copper to make bronze. And all the weaponry at that time was made of bronze. So it was a big killing of even warfare products in those days. And the Phoenicians, when they sent their sailors out, they were all members of a brotherhood, a fraternity, that were sworn never to divulge where they went. And for 500 years, they brought tin from Britain, and no one could find out in the Mediterranean or the Middle East where they got it from. So that's quite the brotherhood of secrecy. And down through the ages, again, they took over many little places that go in and trade. And then they'd introduce silver, mainly, at that time, silver, eventually gold, get the public to accept it, and they would take it back from them in exchange for goods and back and forth until they got used to it. And then they would go to the head honcho, the king, and lend him money. And before you knew it, the whole country was in debt. And the king didn't mind because he could live high in the hog and get all the goodies brought in by the Phoenicians. And that's how this alliance, this symbiosis began with royalty and the traders, who were also merchant bankers. They lent money as well. And eventually, these Phoenicians had coastal towns set up, which were factory towns, and everybody in the factory towns were actually slaves, making all the produce that then took to other countries and conned the next system and took it over. That's how it was done. When a country wouldn't comply, they go back to all the countries that had already taken over, tell the old king there that they weren't happy that there's one country that was not going to accept the trading goods and was not going to accept their money system, and they go to war with that country. And they'd sit back and they supply all the armies, of course, too, with all that they needed, and they reap massive profits. You know, nothing has changed down to the present day. Nothing at all has changed down to the present day. And in fact, if you look at the histories of ITT and General Motors and Ford and General Electric and all these big companies that you think are your institutions, they're really big, big fronts, all intermerged with the big foundations, which are fronts for the banking system and the fraternities that run the world. These fraternities generally go back all the way to London again, like the Royal Institute for International Affairs and Council on Foreign Relations, same branch in the U.S., only it's called a different name. Because you're still supposed to think you're an independent nation, you see, only for the taxpayer. And they run the entire world. And during the Cold War, this became more evident when the scientists said this war will be won by those with the best sciences, the most advanced sciences. And it was odd to me to watch every year in newspapers the top scientists in Britain and the U.S. being sent over to Russia to meet the top scientists there. Because if you were truly in a Cold War that was supposed to be very, very real, the taxes were doubling then to pay for it all, and all the nuclear missiles were never going to use, then why would you let your top scientists meet with the top scientists of Russia when supposedly they're always going through this game of double agent, people getting bought off to the other side? You would not allow that to happen if you thought you had advanced science. You wouldn't let them meet each other. They're the last ones you'd allow to meet each other if the war was going to be won with high technology. But that's what happened, because the Cold War was just a farce to get the people in the Russian side working as fast as it could for peanuts, and to get the U.S. side being taxed all the more to pay for high-tech exploration. That's what it was for. And I'll be back. I think this message is coming up. Yep, I'll be back after these following messages.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website, www.energy-swap.com, and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation."
Their cousins, sometimes in times gone by, they've married their sisters to keep it all in the family. And that also keeps the wealth in the family and all the secrets of how it's done in the family. But we have too much information on them today for them to keep it totally quiet. But they do to give us lots of distractions and fantastical things to amaze us. And that seems to be what most folk like rather than the bitter truth. Now we've got Bob from Texas on the line. Are you there, Bob?
Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. This may be a critical phone call. Are you okay with that?
A critical phone call?
Yes.
Does that mean the line is going to go hot or burn?
No, it means that I'm going to make some statements that you may interpret as critical.
Okay, go ahead.
You know, you talk very fast. And that raises a red flag to me, because I think there are many matrices. In fact, there's an infinite number of matrices, and you have obviously thought about things very hard, and you selected out one particular matrix. Okay?
Yep.
Now, it's not the matrix that's important of all those infinite number. What's important is the glitch in the matrix. The pieces that don't fit. You follow?
Repeat that last part.
It's the pieces that don't fit that contain the information. All of the statements you've made really have no informational value, because you've studied it so long, you've made it fit into one of the infinite number of possible interpretations.
Which one do you think that you're going to kick it with?
Hello?
Which one do you think you're going to kick it with?
I didn't hear you.
You're talking about something else going to be the answer. What will it be?
Well, for instance, you were talking about how Wall Street got its name, right?
Yeah.
Well, I looked it up on the internet. You know how Wall Street got its name?
Go ahead.
It said Wall Street, its name is a direct reference to a wall that was erected by the Dutch settlers
from
the southern tip of Manhattan Island in the 17th century. During this time, a war between the English and Dutch threatened to spill over onto the island colonies. So the Dutch, located at the southernmost part of the island, decided to erect a defensive wall.
Yeah.
So there's another interpretation of where Wall Street came from.
Why is it still called Wall Street?
Well, you know, I have no idea, but...
You know, but the wall between church and state...
Well,
you know, the wall between royalty and the public, you know, the wall between banks and the public as well.
Well, those are all things that you can project onto it, okay? The word wall will allow you to project many different... The word wall will allow you to... the word wall is ambiguous, and it will support...
Why are you wasting time about a wall here? What do you want to say?
You're the one who brought up the wall between church and state. I was just responding to your...
No, I asked you what the answer was to it.
What I'm trying to tell you is, I don't believe your answer any more than anyone else's answer.
Good for you. Good for you.
Okay.
Good for you.
Well,
you're not going to tell us what it is.
What you need
right?
to incorporate is the fact that you could be wrong. And then you may actually... In other words, it's the glitch in the matrix. You don't have any glitches anymore. You made everything fit. And that means whenever you create a picture of something, there's always signal and there's always noise. And if you think hard enough about something, you will make the noise fit into your picture.
Okay, everything is quite normal then, is it?
Pardon me?
You think everything is quite normal?
No, of course I don't think everything is quite normal, and of course I have my own prejudices.
I'm just trying to
slow you down a little bit and get you to realize that you're a little too fluent, and that raises, at least to me, a red flag.
Okay, that's nice talking to you. Thanks for calling.
Goodbye.
Bye now. Yeah, I can remember going once to a church and arguing with a Sunday school teacher. And they accused me of having the sin of knowledge, because I could quote the Bible back to them, you see. And this is the sort of thing you get with people who are stuck in limbo, because you can think for yourself and figure things out and have a memory to put things together, because you do remember your histories and major events. Those who can't will tend to attack you just as much, because they haven't figured it out, and part of them doesn't want to. The dryer believe it's all a supernatural game, and it's not supernatural to that extent. what seems to be supernatural is the way that it's done. But when you think that the high sciences are all involved in this, and you do understand economics and how they work and how many avenues economics goes into, which is pretty well everything in your life and everything to do with whole populations, do with their lives, it starts to make sense then. And slavery is nothing new. And what I do is quote the big boys' books themselves, not the conspiracy books about them or the sci-fi books about them, but the books that the ones down through the centuries have published themselves. And at beginning with the show, for instance, I talked about Thomas Malthus. And Malthus wanted to put the poor people in what they call poor houses, where they'd be crammed together, preferably on swampy areas. And it worked to death. I don't think you know that it's that the poor houses where they put the poor unfortunates, as they called them, mainly women and their families, where their husbands had died through overwork generally during the industrial era, they put them in these poor houses and they worked them to death. You lived maybe 3 to 6 months maximum in those houses, and they profited from them at the same time because they manufactured things as well. Very much like the prison camps in Germany in World War II, they'd use you to manufacture things before they killed you when you were completely exhausted and worn out. Very, very efficient. And IBM were the guys who did the Kardec system, pre-computer, as they were called, the Kardec system. They gave all the numbers out too. And you find these big companies, as I say, still run the world today, but they're integrated with the secret services, with the banking systems, and with the big institutions. They all work together. If they did not work together, they'd be at war with each other all the time because they'd all have different ideas of what they wanted to do with the world. These guys work together towards this new world order of theirs and their planned society. Now, Malthus, in his own book, came out with the same methods to eliminate the poor and the excess population that they knew would actually, in 100-odd years' time or so, when he started bringing down the industrial era, they knew they'd have too many of them. And he was talking about that time to come and how they should just kill them off with these positive population checks, like disease and plagues, he called them too. We need plagues and disease and wars for positive checks on population growth. And that's how it really, really works. And nothing's changed because here's a story which most people will think is coincidence, especially the last caller. He'll think this is coincidence because they like to believe in coincidence theories. And it's MSNBC News. And this is today's news as well. It says here, now you know that they've been putting the people in trailers that were put out of New Orleans after the hurricane, and they're also putting families into these trailers. FEMA trailers are called. FEMA supplies them. And I'm sure some big high mason has the contract to make them. And they put them in these trailers, and it says, toxic gas pervasive in FEMA units test show. Nearly all trailers, mobile homes, exceed long-term formaldehyde standards. And this is by Mike Brunker, MSNBC, the 12th of November. More than 2 years after Hurricanes Katrina and Rita battered the Mississippi Gulf Coast, private tests of FEMA travel trailers and mobile homes provided to storm victims indicate that high levels of formaldehyde gas in the units is much more widespread than the government has acknowledged. The previously undisclosed test results from nearly 600 units reviewed by MSNBC.com found that 95% of the temporary housing units provided by FEMA measured at least twice the CDC's, the Center for Disease Control, because they control diseases, maximum recommended level for long-term exposure to the toxic gas, so it's twice as high. In some extreme cases, the levels were 70 times the long-term standard, 70 times. The tests were conducted by the Sierra Club, well, they're friendly, right, and a Galveston, Texas law firm that is involved in federal litigation against the manufacturers of the travel trailers and mobile homes that FEMA distributed. So, and it goes on here to say that the federal government promised to test inhabited trailers and mobile homes, but has not yet followed through. Many of the trailers and mobile homes have been occupied for 2 years, which makes the high formaldehyde levels a scientific mystery. It's a mystery. We can do all this stuff with nanotechnology and analyze it, but you just don't know why this is happening. So instance, these levels typically decline significantly when units are ventilated by residents. And that's not true, because everyone in the building trade knows that this stuff gives off gas for 40 years, especially when the sun hits it. He says, "I really can't account for it. It's really surprising," said Mary Devaney, a certified industrial hygienist whose Vancouver, Washington firm has conducted more than 100 of the tests. "I really can't account for it." Results from mobile homes are especially puzzling, as the units had been presumed to be safer than travel trailers. Mobile homes, which are mounted on a permanent chassis and contain at least 320 square feet of living space, are intended for long-term occupancy. The level of formaldehyde in building materials used in their manufacture is regulated by the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. And what was it Malthus said? Put you in certain places and so on, be bad for your health. The Federal Emergency Management Agency has halted distribution of travel trailers, described as campers no more than 45 feet in length, for temporary housing because of formaldehyde concerns, and said it is working to move all 52,520 households currently residing in travel trailers nationwide into permanent housing. It's also said it will provide temporary housing to anyone who expresses a desire to move out the trailers because of formaldehyde. But the agency continues to provide mobile homes to disaster victims, including 50% of people left homeless by last month's wildfires in Southern California, according to FEMA spokeswoman Mary Margaret Walker. The agency also has agreed to donate up to 2,000 unused mobile homes. He's another group that want rid of, to Native American tribes. Boy, that makes sense. Very Malthusian. Senator Tim Johnson announced in June. Walker did not respond to queries about the number of people on the Gulf Coast living in FEMA-provided mobile homes. No, he won't. But it is believed to be substantially lower than those in travel trailers. Believed, again, we'll scrub that last part. Formaldehyde, a chemical used in a wide variety of products, is considered a human carcinogen or cancer-causing substance by the International Agency for Research on Cancer, and a probable human carcinogen by the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. So these folk are all coming down with all of the symptoms of it, which include bloody noses, respiratory distress like asthma, sinus infections, bronchitis, skin rashes, and burning eyes. And the gas is emitted by composite wood and plywood panels in the FEMA unit. Now, composite wood is just where they get all the waste products from, like the chips of wood, and glue them all together with this formaldehyde. The big chemical companies are behind it. And anyone who's used that in a long term or in a factory, which I have done, you end up with all these symptoms, bloody noses, massive bronchitis and infections and so on. So they knew exactly what they were doing when they built them, only they made sure that these are up to 70 times higher in formaldehyde than regular ones. And who does it hit? Well, it's not the upper middle class. It's the working class people, generally, who are moved into these units. And that's how it's done. We're supposed to think it's all just coincidence, just coincidence. Even though all these things, all these boards, etc., are tested in every part of the production for quality control or exceeding certain standards, but they're 70% more likely to give higher doses of formaldehyde. It's amazing they got through, isn't it? What a coincidence, with all these regulatory factions standing by watching. And that's how it works. Now we have another caller on the line. Are you there? Hello?
Hello?
Hello, yes.
I'd like your opinion about this latest little Cold War going on between Russia and the United States. Do you think it's for real or is it bogus?
I'd say it's bogus because, you understand the history of Russia.
I'd like to ask another question and then hang up. I'm at work and I'm also on a cell phone. I don't want to fry my brain,
yeah,
so you
ahead.
Can answer. And the second question is, I had asked you once on Dr. Deagle's show about your opinion of the show Lord of the Rings, which I think is great, and I think you would be Frodo defeating the Eye of Sauron, you know, and you were kind of like saying I didn't get the point of it. So anyway, your comments about the Lord of the Rings, a little deeper than the last time I'd asked you. So
yeah.
I'll hang up and listen to the answer.
Okay. Okay, and but to take the last one first, to do with the Lord of the Rings, so you understand who the author was and where he was based when he wrote that. And he lived in the university. He lived his whole life in the university. And he was fanatical on his writings to get the words and the words they would use in this particular language that they used perfect, as though it was a factual language, you see. And he had various high poets, friends, well-known and so on, who tried to talk to him often, but he was engrossed in his work. He took this very, very seriously to put out all these novels out. So it was more than just novels, because the ring that binds them all is the ring of its interrelationship or intermarriage, in a sense, as well. It's the different levels that run the world of royal levels, and then you have economic levels, the banking levels. Then you have the literary levels that give you your thoughts and novels and write movies and so on, scores. And then entertain. All these things are part of the other rings, but it would bind them all in their ignorance. It would bind them all, especially the peasants down below. They'd be bound by this ring, interlocked forever. And I'll be back after the forum message with more on this.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
That's highspeedsleep.com or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Hi, folks. Statler. I generally do Cutting Through the Matrix. I'll be on later tonight, too, with another one. And talking about Lord of the Rings and how so much work, a lifetime of work, went into the creation of these stories, because it was very important always to tantalize the public with something they enjoy, and they can eat their popcorn and blow their gum and say, "Bye, that was good," and have no idea, really, of the esoteric hidden beneath it. But, of course, within it was a story to do with, including the balance, to do with balance of the world, what they call balancing. And you had the different categories of, in a sense, humanity, all coming down from the fairies at the top, and the perfect ones, all down through the categories, and right down to the ones with the big feet, the hobbits. And that was the peasantry, that's what that also was depicting. So it wasn't really that pleasant. But those, what it was also telling you was that those become illumined at the end, the last one, they become illumined, can never go back to their own people. They can't go back and fit in. They know too much. They've seen the light, as they say, because they're illumined. And they go off into the ship to the land of the blessed, where all illumined ones go and live forever. And that's been a goal of elites in all ages. That's why the pharaohs entombed their bodies, hoping that somehow they could preserve them forever, maybe one day re-inhabit them or activate them. Didn't work too well because they soaked them in bitumen. In fact, they boiled them in them and rather destroyed everything. But it shows you that the thought was there. The thought was there, and they did a good job. As far as Russia and the U.S. is concerned, if we go into the Bolshevik Revolution and read who funded the Bolshevik Revolution, and you'll find that the banks of New York and London, the big bankers, has always funded it into power and funded it all through until it became the Soviet system. And 200 families moved in at the end of World War One into Russia to rule, and those families still rule today. They still rule Russia today. Very wealthy families. And some of them, like Trotsky, or Bronstein, whose name was, from New York, he changed his name. He was from New York, and he became a leader of the revolution over there too. And the Russians thought he was actually Russian, but he wasn't. And those same families still run Russia today. So it's all a cozy group, all betoking to the same bankers. And interestingly, in the British papers, when the so-called Berlin Wall came down, another wall came down, then Hadrian's Wall too, by the way, in England. You find that a guy called Solomon was the chief banker of the Soviet system. And of course everyone said, well, how can that be, because there was no private investment? That's not true. They allowed private banks to exist as long as they didn't claim to make profit off labor. That's how it was worded. And this guy left the Soviet Union with the wealth of the Soviet Union, that whole era, and went over to see who? His cousin Rothschild in England, and that was in the British newspapers at the time. So it's all a big scam, a big scam. But what they did accomplish during that Soviet era was to get two sides working fervently towards research and development for all the technologies that we're now seeing come in today, which are going to monitor and control all of us. That was the point of it all. We're back after the following messages.